The long deployments of National Guard and Army Reserve troops in Iraq are affecting small businesses at home. Some companies were not prepared to have key employees sent overseas when the war began. As tours of duty are extended now, those companies have no idea when business will return to normal. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
When 57-year-old Jim Sandner joined the California National Guard just before September 11th, it was to supplement his retirement income. He never imagined serving outside his home state, let alone the country. But in February 2003, the lanky, silver-haired Vietnam veteran was called up for active duty. After training at Fort Lewis, Washington, Sandner found himself driving a truck in Fallujah, Iraq. On short notice, he had to abandon the company he'd spent 20 years building.
I was 1,000 miles away at first for 3 months, and then I was 12,000 miles away, and no phone contact, no internet. So it had a terrific impact on my business.
His company, Sandner's Reliable Business Equipment, east of San Francisco, sells and repairs small office machines, such as copiers and printers.
So I have 4 service calls today.
You get to deliver the machine that just came in.
In the days before he reported for duty, a year ago February, Sandner signed a power of attorney, giving his part-time bookkeeper total control of his business and finances. They were later married. Kathy Sandner, a cheerful, chatty woman in her late 40s, had never run a business before. She says this has been one of the toughest years of her life.
There were days I went home crying, and I think the worst was within 6 weeks I had no contact with Jim. And there were some companies that were very, very difficult and did not honor the power of attorney, and I had to pull teeth.
Kathy put in grueling days, just getting by on her meager savings and Jim's military pay.
I did not make a salary the whole time he was gone to keep the business going, and that was hard.
There have been some gratifying moments. Many of Sandner's customers remained loyal during his absence. Competitors surprised him, offering to handle service calls for his customers at wholesale rates. And by foregoing a salary, Kathy even turned a small profit. But Sandner says military service has cost him a 50% reduction in earnings.
A very good year for me was $80,000. So we've lost 40 combined. It's a lot of money. And that's per year. And I'll have been on active duty. 1st of July will be 18 months.
More than 350,000 reservists have been called up for active duty since September 11th. And studies indicate a third or more of them face a pay cut when they serve. Meanwhile, their employers, most of them small to medium-sized businesses, according to the Chamber of Commerce, face their own hardships. Paul O'Grady owns a plumbing company in San Francisco. Last year, wanting to expand, he hired 36-year-old Robert Costello, a reservist. But after weeks of job training, Costello was abruptly deployed to Iraq, leaving O'Grady to absorb the hit to his business.
In the end, what it cost me was probably around $300,000 in sales. That's about what a technician will facilitate and work.
Before hiring Costello, O'Grady equipped a new truck and started advertising for new business. Sure enough, the business came, but by then Costello was gone. O'Grady had to turn down some big jobs as he scrambled to pick up the slack himself on others.
I had to spread myself thin and work out in the field myself for 12, 14, sometimes 16 hours to fill Robert's shoes.
In what's become a common scenario, Costello's original 6-month tour of duty became 9 months and then a year. He just got back from Iraq a week ago, but he's still on active duty. Small business owner Jim Sandner reports to a base in San Jose, and he'll have to return to Fort Lewis, Washington for another 6 weeks before he's released from duty. Conceivably, both he and Costello could be deployed overseas again before their enlistments are up. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.